everyone, Mark Turcotte here with Game Reverb, your daily dose for video game news, powered exclusively by Game Insider. It is Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, so let's jump in. So first up in the news, we have a new update coming to Call of Duty Modern Warfare and even Warzone. And this is their Season 4 update that's coming. And one of the biggest additions to the game is they are putting a limited time event where they're adding 50 players to the Warzone mode. So now you're gonna have not 150, but 200 players on the battlefield. That's right, 50 teams of quads out there battling it out. This is just absolutely insane to think about 200 Call of Duty players on a map. Now also, one of the things with these updates has been just their size. They've been just insanely huge. And people that have some hard drive space, this has been somewhat of an issue. So Activision right now is saying that this update is anywhere from 22 to 36 gigabytes for owners of the Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and anywhere from 22 to 30 for those who actually are just playing the free-to-play Warzone update. Now it's also gonna add some new supply contracts to Warzone for players to kind of get in there, mess around with those. And it's also bringing in this new Juggernaut mode, which is kind of cool. So in this mode, there's gonna be an airdrop care package that's gonna come in, and it's essentially gonna allow players to become the Juggernaut. And the Juggernaut has a massive minigun and some heavy armor, and you are just wreaking havoc on people across the map. Of course, the goal then at that point would be to take these people down, or take the Juggernaut down. If you can take them down, they are gonna drop the supply drop and allow you to then become the Juggernaut and wreak havoc on the map. Now, coming with this update too, for those who own Modern Warfare, there is a new multiplayer map coming. This map is gonna be called the Cheshire map. It's gonna take place, like I said earlier, in a urban part of London, which is kind of neat. So it's neat that they keep adding these maps in. And again, all this is free for owners of Modern Warfare. And then of course, if you are playing Warzone, that Warzone content is coming for free to you. So Call of Duty Warzone just continues to be a juggernaut. I mean, when you go and you look at just the numbers on Twitch and YouTube and all these people just playing this game, it continues to be extremely popular. Next up, we got some news from Epic that Fortnite is finally coming out of early access. Yes, did you know that? Fortnite was still in early access. 3 years later, since it officially released, the millions upon millions of dollars that game has raised, it's still in early access. Well, not anymore, according to Epic. And one of the things that they're doing is they're actually talking about Save the World, which is the little mode that a lot of people forget about. When you think about Fortnite, of course, you think about the Battle Royale mode. But yes, Fortnite was originally a Horde mode game with Save the World. Now, that has always been, up to this point, a premium product in Fortnite. And today, they announced it's still going to be. That's right, they said that Save the World's main story is complete, and it's going to continue to endure as a premium experience instead of going free-to-play. Now, Fortnite players considered to be founders who have purchased the game are going to continue, obviously, to be able to play that version of the game and play Save the World. But they did say that it's no longer going to support any of the Battle Royale cosmetics. So now they're kind of breaking the cosmetics of Save the World from the Battle Royale mode, which up to this point has been kind of one of the reasons to play Save the World. You can pull things from there, go into the Battle Royale, and see your items there. Now, they also announced that with Save the World now kind of going to that side, they wanted to make sure they want to make it where it is replayable and players can go in and continue to play it, build their bases, do all of that. They're adding a new mode called Ventures. Now, Ventures are set to be coming to the game. They're going to be these season-long excursions into zones that they're going to build specifically for these that are going to have new and unique modifiers for players to tackle. Of course, while you're going into these modes, there's going to be certain cosmetics and things like that for you to unlock within Save the Mode, or Save the World. But there will be a reason, of course, for you to play that mode and go in and play it. Have you played Save the World? I remember back when I first got Fortnite, that was it. And even when it was announced years ago, that was what this game was going to be. But you never hear about it anymore. Although, I will say there's a pretty dedicated community to players that do play that. My son, who still continues to play Fortnite, goes in and dabbles every once in a while. Although, I wonder now that they're kind of splitting those cosmetics, what's going to be his incentive? That was always his incentive before, was to play some Save the World and take that into Battle Royale. Now that we're splitting that, not quite sure how that's going to play out. But congratulations, Epic. Fortnite is officially released. Next up, we got some news from Media Molecule, the PlayStation developer, that their exclusive game, Dreams, is getting a VR update. That's right, starting July 22nd, players are gonna be able to go in and create their own PSVR creations. Now, if you've been anybody who's played Dreams, you know there are just some ridiculous things that have been created in this, I don't even know what you want to call it. I mean, it is a game, but it's really just a creation tool. But now that they're going to be able to take it where players can actually create these VR experiences, I can just imagine the things that are going to be there. They're announcing that there are going to be some how-tos obviously built in there to tell players how to create it. You're going to be able to use the Move controllers to create these experiences as well, which has me kind of wondering, because in the trailer, you see them kind of holding a gun and shooting it. Like, are we also going to be able to put in hand motions and the Move just capabilities within these experiences? I mean, the sky is the limit when it comes to this. And the cool thing too is you don't even have to be a PlayStation VR owner to be able to access these tools. So you can go in there, just create a VR experience and put it out to the world, see what happens. See if you're able to create a name for yourself just by creating that VR content. So again, that's dropping July 22nd. And if you haven't checked out Dreams, it is over, of course, on the PlayStation Store. And I highly recommend you check it out, because not just even for you just to create things, but one of the cool things is just going in and seeing what people have created. Speaking of VR, we got a new patent filing by Sony Interactive Entertainment that maybe shows that they're possibly getting ready to add ads to the PlayStation VR. That's right, this patent was discovered by Segment Next and was published on June 25th. And the diagram that we see shows some ads kind of up in the upper corners here of the head display. Now, one of the neat things about this is kind of within the patent filing, they go in there to say that they're going to be able to track which... Like, let's say you're watching a concert. That's kind of one of the things they say. And they're going to be able to track which of the performers, the person using the head display, is going to be looking at. So they're going to be able to kind of dictate the advertisements kind of by, I guess, drawing the ads or drawing the head to where they're looking. Now, one of the cool things about this, if you want to think about it in one way, is that they could potentially then be able to throw things like, I mean, they mentioned concerts, there'll be free content put out there. I mean, for me, that's the first thing I thought of right away, was like, okay, this is the way for us to pay to get free content into the PlayStation VR. Because right now, I mean, hey, there's a lot of free content out there, but, you know, some of these experiences may not be as long-lasting as just traditional video games. So for some folks, they don't want to drop down $50 on a VR experience when they know they're only going to get a set amount of hours. But if we're able to get this constant stream of content basically funded by ads like this, that may not be too bad. Now, the downfall of this, though, could potentially be just how intrusive these can be. Because if you know, if you've played VR, and a lot of, you know, people get motion sick when they play this. So I could see, you know, when you break kind of that barrier of, where you feel your immersion kind of broken, that's when it seems like that motion sickness and that comes in there. And if we have these ads kind of popping up in the corners of the screen and all that, that potentially could do that to some folks. So I think it's going to be kind of a fine line here as they do that. I mean, I could see them again bleeding this into kind of some free content at first, concerts, things like that. But I think it would be great if we can even expand upon that and be able to have games that would bring us, you know, imagine an episodic video game that comes to you, you know, every couple weeks, just funded by ads, but you're able to go in there, spend an hour and a half, 2 hours on that. I think it's great. I may be thinking pie in the sky, but hey, I think it would be great. And finally today, we got some news about Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. Now, it seems there was some confusion when a listing popped up for the game originally on the Microsoft Store saying that the game would have in-app purchases. But the developer, Toys for Bob, came to the rescue, and over on Twitter, they had this to say. They said, "We're seeing confusion about microtransactions in Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, and want to be clear, there are no microtransactions in the game. As a bonus, the Totally Tubular skins are included in all digital versions of the game." So there you go. Now, personally for me, I don't think there would be an issue if there was microtransactions in a game like this. I know some people like to have unlockable skins in the game, and I'm sure this game is going to have its fair share of those. But, you know, hey, if they want to put something in there like that, I think that's fine. Especially a game that's very story-focused and there really is nothing down the line for, you know, added benefits for the developers. I think that would be okay. But, hey, you know, some players don't like microtransactions today, and I completely understand that. Now, I will say, if anything, I'm pretty excited about Crash Bandicoot 4, you know, especially with Toys for Bob on board. If you're familiar with them, they're the guys, of course, that did the Skylanders series and were extremely successful with that. And just kind of seeing the remastered version of the Crash games and the Crash Bandicoot racing game that has recently come out. Crash is coming back, folks. Crash is here to stay. So, well, that's going to do it for me for the news today. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. If you like the video, like what you saw, and you want to see future episodes of the show here, remember we come to you every single weekday, Monday through Friday. Be sure to like and subscribe down below. And of course, check out all the amazing news, opinions, reviews, all of that over at Game Insider at game-insider.com. So until next time, everybody, thanks again and have a great day.